Hello there. What's going on? How you guys doing?
I just got a ball off the floor.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Yeah. Fantastic.
Fantastic.
We are live with Cynthia B.
Back again.
Scarlett Faye. And our producer, Jay.
Hey.
Today we have a very off-the-cuff episode. We were filming, and we found ourselves with a lot of free time as we kind of just burned through the day real quick
zoom,
at a really
zoom,
good
zoom.
Really good pace. Yeah. We had some free time, so we hit up Jay, and we're like, hey, trying to do a pod, man? And he was down, so here we are doing a pod.
You want more work?
Doing a pod.
Come on over.
Yeah, bro. You want to make some more money? You know what I'm saying? What happened to the paper towel thing? Where's that at?
So, because it screws on, when the paper towels come, sometimes they go the opposite way and it unscrews. So, it unscrewed itself.
Huh. Interesting. Never seen that before. Let's just jump right into it. Let's just jump right into the episode, because the whole episode is going to be the beginning episode. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Beginning of every episode is just
It's unscripted is basically
unscripted
what you're trying to say.
Fuck.
No, there's no script.
There's no questions. No script, people. We are unscripted.
We're just going to be chit-chatting.
Untested. Just bickering, talking. I have some talking points on my phone so that I can fight with Scarlett because you guys enjoy that.
Nice.
We have an awesome gift for Jay. We have a lot of fun stuff going on here, and we have Cynthia B for the whole thing. So let's just jump right into it.
Bzz.
What's up, guys? We're back with another fantastic episode of the Fetish Nature Podcast. I'm, of course, joined by my co-host, the wonderful Scarlett Faye.
Hello.
How's everybody doing tonight? Tonight we are covering absolutely nothing.
Diddly squat.
Diddly fucking squat. We got nothing going on.
Nothing but ham sandwiches and beef wagons over
beef
here.
Fucking wagons, dude. All right. We're going to be trying to make each other laugh. We're going to be talking about Jay's gift. We're going to be talking about Jay's stolen motorcycle.
Jesus.
Again?
We're going to be talking about Scarlett's tooth gem. We're going to be talking to Cynthia and about how she shit herself a bunch today.
Guilty.
We're going to talk about a whole bunch of stuff. Obviously, nothing embarrassing about me, just my great accomplishments and how cool I am. So without further ado, sit back, relax, dim the music, dim the lights.
Dim the music.
Shut up, Scarlett. And let's get right into it, all right? What's going on, people?
I don't know.
How's everybody
doing? What do we want to start with?
Feeling great. We, whipped through the day.
I know. Yeah. Normally, we're like, it's back to work, back to work,
back
to work.
Everybody, back to work. What are they doing?
Dilly-dallying and this and that.
Yep. No dilly-dallying, no bullshitting, just straight.
We even had our dog for half the day, and we still got burned through that shit.
All we did today was lick buttholes. Fucking
smothered
and
got shot at.
Cynthia got smothered like a motherfucker. We had a lot of shitting today from Cynthia B. Bizzle due to her
a lot of beef.
What is it? Antibiotics?
Yeah.
And her period came today.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of shit came today.
Yeah, a whole bunch of shit hit her in the face today, and it was just a lot of shitting.
Yeah, sorry.
We have a very, very nasty, dirty pair of panties that we will put up for auction this week.
Sharded.
They are nasty as molasses. I mean,
that fart, though, sounded like an empty ketchup bottle being squeezed.
It was gross.
Did you hear it?
Yeah,
did you hear it back?
Scott, you have something on your tooth. Oh, never mind. I mean, it was nasty, you know?
Good thing I was face down.
My face
ass
was
up.
In your ass,
ass
for
up.
It. Yeah, because that shit was nasty. I mean, we have it recorded, and I'll probably post it somewhere. It's probably on Twitter or somewhere as a blooper, because my face is just in her ass, and then I was just lifted up. I was like, I heard it, and I was like, well, there's poop, so let me just see how much. And I moved the panties to the side, and there was a full poop in there. And I was like, well, this video is done.
It was like
she
a
was
tied baby
up.
Diaper.
She was tied up. She was in bondage, so there was no. I was like, I'm not fucking.
Nowhere.
I'm not redoing this shit. Fuck that. Scrap the video. It's fine. We got enough done today. And then we squeezed in another three videos after that. So it was all good.
Oh, very productive.
Yeah, it was
we
a
made
good
up
day.
For it.
It was a good day. Good day. Good day. Should we give Jay his gift?
Yeah, let's give him his gift.
All right, Jay, ready?
You're 3 minutes in.
Yeah.
I left it right in here, Jay, I think.
I'm not ready for this.
Just Just be very careful, okay?
Sorry, guys.
Bless you.
Oh, it's wrapped in panties. It's
wrapped in panties.
I love that.
Before you open it, Jay, what did you think your gift was?
What are some thoughts?
What are some thoughts?
I literally found out about this 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, what's going through your head? What do you think's in there?
Well,
it's wrapped in extra large pantaloonies.
Right.
Don't fucking feel it. What do you think it is?
Well, I don't know, bro. Poop?
All right, cool. Open it up.
A turd.
Open it up.
You're going to love it. You're going to love it.
Okay, I'm going to love it. Well, let me look at these panties first. Hold up. There's a mastermind behind this. We got a nice pair of burgundy.
Ooh.
I would call them red.
Red?
Red.
Burgundy is red, yep. You flopping fat wine? Dildo.
Shut the fuck up, okay? Jesus.
It was Mario?
It's basically...
Yo, look at this. Yeah.
No way.
With his middle finger up.
All right.
So last week, Jay, unfortunately, to catch Cynthia up to speed, had his motorcycle stolen off his front lawn.
Oh my goodness.
Like literally like $15,000 motorcycle just stolen.
How do you steal it?
He's fucked.
Stolen. Just pick it up.
So I jokingly told Jay last week that I would get him a...
You did.
I would get him a gnome on a motorcycle. And put it out front of his house. So every time he walked out front, because he said he was walking out front and he was really sad that he didn't see his motorcycle.
Right.
So I said, now you can walk outside and see this gnome laughing on a motorcycle. Scarlett talked to one of her slaves. I don't know why. So it almost said our slave. It's not my slave. It's Scarlett's slave. Talks to one of Scarlett's slaves and got the motorcycle gnome. So now that's here. That's ready to go.
That's pretty fire.
Put that on his front lawn.
I will. I'm going to face the middle finger right towards the parking spot where that's the bike perfect. Was.
Yeah.
And
they'll probably steal this too.
With any luck, they'll steal that too. Yeah. So that'll be just perfect.
No, have it like electrocuted shock if he goes to pick it up.
I need a trap.
I think it's going to be hysterically hilarious.
This is perfect.
Yeah.
That's badass.
Well done.
Do I keep the panties?
Garden bikers.
I mean, if you want them, you can have them.
Look at his jacket. Garden bikers. And then on the bottom it says nomad.
That is funny.
Oh, I get it.
Nomad.
You know? That's funny.
That's great.
I get it.
Look at that. You put a smile on my face.
That's beautiful.
You get it?
And a middle finger in the air.
That's a good one. That's a good gift, you know?
Thank you, sir.
Solid.
Yeah. That was a solid gift.
It was a solid
gift. You definitely said no. I don't even remember the motorcycle part. Yeah. This just captures both of that.
Yeah, it's perfect. That's
nice. I had a bike like that, too.
Aww.
I sold it. I didn't sell. I sold it. It didn't get stolen.
The next one got stolen. Well, that's usually how it goes. You get one bike, but then the second bike always gets stolen.
You know what's crazy? If my first bike was stolen, I'd be like, eh.
And then you'd be like, oh, I have a memory of it.
But the bike that I was like, yeah. Of course.
That one, of course. Imagine if you had sold that second bike and gotten a third bike, how much you would have loved that bike.
That's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. That's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. My next bike is going to be all that.
Yeah. We have to steal it.
I was going to say.
We have to steal it. And get him another gnome.
We'll just replace it with
get him
a hell of a gnome.
When you steal it, put the next gnome down next
to it. He still doesn't know that we stole the first one.
Son of a...
All right. What else do we have going on? Scarlett, what's the tooth gem update? How are you feeling about the tooth gem? Are you liking it? Has anybody pointed it out at any restaurants or anything? Yeah, what's the feedback?
It looks like a seed.
Has anyone recently at like a restaurant or a birthday dinner or anything like that said anything about it? What's going on?
No, no one said anything. Everyone has said that it's really fucking cool.
Nobody like grabbed you by the chin and said, oh, you have something in your teeth. Let me get that for you. Oh, wait, that's just some stupid gem on your tooth.
Yeah, my friend had no idea. Mm-hmm. Hadn't seen her.
Yep.
And we're at a bar.
Yeah.
It's after dinner. So this is like, we've been hanging out for a while. I don't have a mustache.
Stuff on your face. You had like little chip crumbs and you still have it. It's pretty funny. There you go.
Are you sure?
It's a little schmutz.
Immediately says, I don't have a mustache.
Yeah. Ready? Continue.
And she just like looks at me and she like reaches over across the table to like, she's like, open up. And she's like, you have something there. And I was like, oh, no, that's just a tooth gem.
What did she say? Was she like, oh, that's so cute?
She's like, oh, I didn't know you had that. Yeah. No, and then I looked at my best friend who's very blunt and she was like, yeah, you should have just got a regular diamond.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She basically said it looks stupid.
Yeah, it does look stupid. Yeah.
Didn't you originally have a different one?
Mm-mm. No.
I've only seen them as diamonds, and they're almost a little bigger.
No, it's like a ruby.
I like it.
This was basically
But like from afar, like if it's the daytime, it shines, so you can tell it's a tooth gem. Jesus Christ. But like in a dark bar, it just looks like a black speck.
Mm-hmm. Does it look like a seed?
Yeah, it looks like a seed.
Does it look like a little bit?
Cynthia.
Yeah. No, so I'll probably get it taken off.
Yeah, it's for the best. Because did you have to get it
surgically put on? How to?
They just do like bonding, like glue that they use at a dentist's office. So a dentist can take it off.
Yeah, so she's gonna have to go to a dentist. It'll probably have a little hole behind it when no, they it take won't. It off.
They just take out the whole tooth.
Yeah. She'll I
hope that when she gets it, they take it off and there's just a big fucking hole there. And she's
let's
like,
not talk about teeth. I'm in pain right now. Oh, my fucking God.
Why are you in pain?
So I had a bone graft done, which is where they take the roof of your mouth and stitch it on your bad gums to build more bone and tissue. So it's like a week of torture and then another week of agony. And then you're like... better, but not 100%.
I still have my mouth.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
I mean, as long as I can suck dick, it doesn't matter, right?
Then we're all good.
Exactly.
Speaking of sucking dick, how did my balls smell on your face today?
A little salty.
A little salty.
But they were clean. They were fresh. You showered this morning.
He did shower. I did shower. So that's good.
I always scrub my balls.
But we need to talk about the fact that your balls look like they're wearing a wig.
I've often been told that they look like Osama bin Laden's beard. Yes. You know? Osama bin Laden's beard is on my balls. It's, yeah. Do you want to see? I could show you them right now.
I'll show you. Show me yours and I'll show you mine.
I'll show you if you want to see it.
Mine are naked.
You know?
They should be how they should be.
Mine are like... I mean, it is an Iraqi war down there. You know, it is.
But he's got a sweater. It's winter.
You know, exactly. It's cold.
I'm shivering.
It's cold out here in these streets. You know what I'm saying?
Extra layers.
I mean, were you getting hairs and stuff in your mouth?
No, it wasn't
bad. She was fine.
They probably were tickling her face, though.
That's good. That's good. That's what I was going for.
I had my mouth closed, thankfully. Yeah, otherwise, I would have had a full.
I can debate that one on the video. Ugh. Play the tape. You know? Now, that was a fun video. That was a cool one. Obviously, it was meant to be a 12-minute video. When we got in there, I was like, we can't do this for 12 minutes. My knees hurt.
Your Scarlett's ass knee is hurts. So big.
Yeah. Cynthia was like, I can't breathe. My chest.
Scarlett was like, what was my record? Knees.
My knees. No, it was my hips because you kept pulling me back.
Yeah, my knees were in pain. It was just a mess.
My record was like, what, 49 seconds?
What are you talking? Are you talking
different
about
video.
Different video. Yeah. Or you're sitting on my face.
They all combined into one by the end of the day.
That's true.
Yeah, but that was a fun one. So that one was essentially me and Cynthia wrestling. Mm. I wrestle her to the ground, get on top of her, and like scoot up to her face so that my knees on either side of her face.
Yeah.
And then I pull out my balls and my penis, and I set it on her face. Ugh. And then Scarlett walked by, and I was like, yo, Scarlett, I got a funny idea. Come over here and fart in this bitch's face. So then she's farting on my dick and her face at the same time.
That's pretty epic.
It's pretty cool, right?
Yeah,
pretty
that's
cool.
That's a lot.
Not my favorite, but you know.
Well, that's what we like to try and do.
I feel like my face was a plate. You know? Like, you guys were, like, providing, like, the dick and balls and the farts and the ass.
Basically, all you have to do is hope to God that this video doesn't sell tremendously or you're going to get more balls.
It's going to because it's so out there and bizarro that...
It is random as fuck. You know what I mean? So if it does outsell, you're going to have some more balls on your face next time.
That'll sell.
That's going
to
sell.
That will sell, and your balls will be shaven next time.
My balls will have three times as much hair.
No.
Three times.
Actually, let's make a deal.
What's the deal?
If that video makes $500 or more, you have to shave.
Deal. Done deal.
It's not going to?
No. It's going to be a $7 video, so like, even if 500 people bought it, it's not going to make us five. If 200 people bought it, it will not make $500.
Why?
Because if I sell it's a $7.99, we'll get $4 back on each sale. So I'll probably sell it for what? $7.99, you know? And then we'll get back $4 on each one. So like it would, I don't even know what that would be.
I didn't give you a date. To when it has to make $500, though.
I mean, yeah, sure. So then in like 4 years, I'll shave my balls. So we'll see how thick that bush gets in 4 years. You've got yourself a damn deal right there. All right.
Oh, I asked you, have you ever shaven anyone on camera for a clip? That might be fun.
We haven't done balls. That. Oh, you want to shave like my balls on camera? Yeah. I would let you shave my balls on camera. That's a clip. Scarlet. If you want to shave my balls on camera, I don't know who's sitting there watching that, who's like,
Well, well, let's see.
Shave those balls.
Naked shave balls. Those balls.
I'm also curious.
Somebody will buy it. It'll sell.
It'll sell. If Scarlett's okay with it, I'm down. Are we doing shaving cream too?
Sure.
Fuck
let's
yeah.
Do it. Oh, and a razor?
Shaving
yeah.
cream. Shaving
oh,
cream
not razor. Like trimming it up. You're think? Gonna like a
no.
trimmer.
No, no, no. I'm thinking like
shave it.
You're gonna. What if she accidentally knocks your balls?
She's not a fucking idiot. I trust her more than I trust myself with a fucking. It's hard to shave your balls with a fucking razor.
I gave
that's what I'm
razor.
Saying. Why yeah. would you?
You're her... wild for that.
If I yeah, had
I would
that
do an electric trimmer. Electric trimmer or like Nair.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I'd be fine with her.
We'll be shaving yeah. armpits.
What if she yeah. nicks your balls?
We're not gonna.
It's gonna have
fine.
One hair.
It's not a
okay.
flat surface.
Okay, it'll
it's
be
got
fine.
A curved right. edge.
If she nicks it, that's gonna
it
sell.
That's gonna sell.
That's gonna
it's
sell.
Got ridges.
Yeah, I mean.
No.
If it's
what
cold,
has ridges? What?
If it's cold, it's got all the ridges.
What's got ridges?
What are you talking about?
My balls?
Yeah. When you're cold and they all like scrunch up.
So it's easier to shave.
I'll make sure it's warm in here. I'm not gonna fucking. What are you nuts?
So it's easier to shave when it's warm.
Get it?
I would.
Did you get
fucking
it?
Nuts.
Did you get it? Anyone get it? Nobody got it. That's
no.
Okay.
I got
I
it.
Wasn't
I said he
to
was
you.
Nuts.
Oh.
Yes.
There you go. Appreciation. Thank
so
you.
So funny.
Hilarious.
Scott,
I feel like I got
the
something wrong
so
with my
far,
balls now.
Everyone's talking. I have no idea what anyone's saying.
Mine was still balls related.
No. This is just too rogue.
Sweaty balls.
Sweaty balls.
We are out there in the outback. Black market. Auction house.
Like
tiger.
What?
Yeah. I don't know. We're just talking here.
We're just talking.
Yeah, just talking.
We're just talking.
Speaking of talking, let's move us to our next point, which is Scarlett has something for me and Scarlett to fight about and something for Jay to get his 2 cents in. I'm sure he's not as bad as I am, but like I'm sure it happens to Jay as well.
Hmm.
How often do you pee on the seat and the floor? Like you go in the bathroom, you take a piss. Maybe it's the middle of the night, something like that. It's
not a conversation you want to have with me.
You
know why?
You
because I always look back.
What do you
I
mean?
Feel like there's a lot of people who will in this instance, you're talking about pee.
Mm-hmm.
But it just makes me think about how many times I've gone to a bathroom
mm-hmm.
and just seen like an ass stain on the seat.
Ew.
Oh.
You know?
What?
Well, I guess if you're using the
what?
Same bathroom as...
What is the stain of?
So, I don't know, bro. They sit down, they got like sweaty ass or whatever it is, and then it's just whatever streak is
oh.
there.
Oh, no.
So, you deal with the streak that's in the back, and then you deal with the people who pee. They don't lift the lid up.
So okay,
just
so look.
In the front.
Everybody knows I like to be fully honest on these podcasts. If I go to a public bathroom, I just pull my dick out and piss. I could be hitting the back wall.
You're
I could be hitting the floor. I don't
wild.
Really care. I don't care where I hit. I'm peeing in a public bathroom. If I'm at like a job, like my old job, I would fucking pee. I mean, into the fucking toilet. But like if I'm, you know, at an Eagles game or a Phillies game or you know at ShopRite or at this place or that place or whatever, I mean, it's free game, dog.
Stuff.
Sometimes I see where I can get my pee too. You know I mean,
yeah.
You know? If I go into a porta potty instead of peeing into the porta potty, I pee into that little sink area. You know what I mean,
yeah.
I just try and have fun. You know what I mean, wherever I am. Now, when I'm at home, I try to get it into the toilet bowl. I had a major kidney stone surgery years ago, and it kind of like fucked up my
flow,
my urethra area, like all the way down. So like my pee, when it comes out in the beginning, it kind of sprays a little bit, and then it kind of stops and goes and stops and goes and stops and goes, and then like sprays a little bit, and then there's like moments where it's a straight line. So like it's always a little messy. You know what I'm saying? And the easy solution, as Scarlett has pointed out 100 times, just sit down.
Yeah,
just sit
very
down.
Easy.
But that takes away from being a man.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, you're not a man.
No, it doesn't.
You're not a man then. You know
that's
what
great.
I mean?
In the mornings, do you sit down and pee? A lot of guys do. Like
it'll,
first pee of the day?
I don't
no?
know. Because I have a bidet and it has the light.
Jay's gay, but
so
he's not that
like,
gay.
Right? It's like, yeah. No. But I have. I'm not saying that I have.
Oh, everyone
there's,
has.
There's times.
Everyone has. I've sat
and
down.
And I regret
and
it because it's like
too tired,
4 a.m.
You know?
And the seat's freezing. And I'm like, I could have just stand.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But yes, there are times. But I have a day it has the light, so I just
look.
Being
do
there.
I?
Do you
I
lift
feel bad?
The lid? That's what I care.
Yeah,
about.
Of course I lift the lid. I'm not okay. a psychopath. Yeah.
So it's like the
if
bowl.
If I don't lift the lid, I'm like it,
no.
It's
who cleans? Who
let
cleans
me,
the
wait,
bowl?
Let me tell you.
Okay.
It doesn't go. He lifts the lid, but it goes on the toilet bowl. It drips down the toilet and it's all over the floor. And we have a squatty potty, so it's on the squatty potty as well. Now, yes, who cleans it? I clean it.
She cleans it.
And like,
it's
recently,
a public bathroom. Apparently,
exactly. No, like it's so
if
bad.
If you saw what I did to a public bathroom, then you would be thankful for what I do at
but
home.
But you would think like at least clean it up, right?
That's the
like
thing.
I have
like,
to clean it up.
Like I don't always notice it. You know what I mean? sometimes I just walk in and lights out and I just pee. I drink, and Scarlett will tell this to anyone, which she already does tell to everyone we meet, is I drink more water than anyone you know on the planet. So like I am constantly drinking water all day long. So I'm constantly peeing all day long. And that's because of the kidney stones. I have the kidney stones every day. I drink more water. So I was like, yes, sir. So like I just drink a shitload of water. So I'm constantly peeing all day long, right? So like, yeah. Sometimes a little piss gets on the floor.
Sometimes a little piss gets on the seat. Just stop speaking.
You gotta look.
It's not sometimes, it's every single time.
Damn.
Every single time little pee gets on the seat. Every little time it gets on the floor. All right?
And he never cleans it up.
Recently, within the last like 2 days, I've been putting in my effort to clean it up because nice. I do feel bad. And like she made me clean the toilet. And when I was cleaning the toilet, I was like, oh, this is nasty, you know?
I only had to hear it one time. I was probably like 12 or 13 or something. Uh-huh. And my older sister, like we left her place and she called my mom and was like, did Jay use the bathroom or whatever? Tell him that the next time he pees, like I have kids or whatever. Oh, shit. And from that moment, I was like, I always look.
That was epic embarrassment.
It was like, nope, never doing it. And it was probably like a dot. Like, it was probably nothing. Yeah. But she, like, had this, like, trauma effect on me.
So, funny story. I was a kid, I went to my aunt's house, and I was, peeing in the toilet. And she had one of those, what are those things for scent that you have, like, stuck on the side of the toilet?
Yeah.
I was purposely peeing on that thing, and it slipped off and fell into the toilet. And I was like, oh. And I just ran out of the bathroom. And then, like, 20 minutes later, my aunt saw it. And she came out, and she was like, yelling to my mom, she was like, can you get Dax over here? Can you bring Dax in here? And I like came over and she was like, Dax, did you knock the thing off the blah, 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 blah? And I was like, nah, aunt, that wasn't me. And my mom was like, it wasn't him. And they got a huge fight about it because my mom was defending me to the death. But like, it was me. And I'm sorry.
And I'm sorry.
You know? Great story.
And I am sorry.
Why would someone get mad that you knocked the little, like, something off? Because
then she had to reach into a handful of piss.
Oh, baby.
Why? Man, flush it.
I don't know.
It can be flushed.
I don't know. Was it plastic? I don't know. This was 2002, 2003.
But you don't have those problems because at least now he flushes.
See? Sometimes.
Whoa. Jeez. Whoa, you do not want to have that conversation. Scarlett is the queen of not flushing.
I don't flush at night.
I don't know why she doesn't flush.
Why?
Always flush at night.
For the record, she's not flushing because she's like, okay, I want to be quiet. I want to wake up Dax. Like, most of the time, we sleep in separate rooms. Not because, like, we're, you know, fighting or anything. Like, Scarlett likes sleeping on the couch. I like sleeping on the bed. Scarlett likes sleeping on the bed. I like sleeping on the couch. Basically, when I go to sleep, I like to watch TV. And whenever I watch TV, the TV's too loud because Scarlett likes to listen to the volume at around 3. And I like to be, like, I like to be able to hear it. So we don't sleep in the same room most of the time because we go to bed at different times. Mm-hmm. Now, that being said, Scarlett is not, like, trying to save face with whoever is sleeping. I mean, she just, for some reason at night, doesn't flush the toilet.
I'm half asleep. I'm tired. I'm not trying to hear that. And I want to flush it. I'll flush it later. Who gives
it's
a
like
shit?
When you
it's
get
not a, like I piss all over the floor.
It's like a midnight snack. Scarlett comes out and gets midnight snacks. And, like, whatever she gets or opens or does, she just leaves out. Just right.
Because I'm too tired to put it away.
She's like a
little mouse.
Exactly.
I'll come out at, like, 4 in the morning, and there's just, like, sliced up cheese on the countertop with like knives and like the trash over here. There's a soda can over here. This is out. The fridge is open. And I'm just like, what happened in here? It looks like somebody came in and just massacred the kitchen.
Aww.
And then like I go into the bedroom and Scarlett's passed out in bed with a little piece of cheese on her chest.
That's so cute. I'm the complete opposite. I like want to put everything away. I want to flush the toilet. I want to be as loud as possible for my partner. Just to piss him off.
So that's Scarlett in the morning. In the mornings, like I'm like tiptoeing around Scarlett. But in the mornings, if I'm sleeping, Scarlett is like as loud as she possibly can. Like
it's
just
time
doing
to wake up.
Whatever she wants. It'll be 7 in the morning and she's just like loud as fuck. Now, luckily, I am a pretty deep sleeper, right?
Yeah.
The fuck was that pause?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know you were talking to me.
That was an awkward pause.
I didn't know you were talking to me. I didn't
she
know
was
you were
deep
asking,
in thought.
I didn't know you were asking a question.
Sorry.
Continue.
Wake up.
Anyway, I'm a very deep sleeper. Like, if there's something, if there's an earthquake or aliens invade, like, you're going to need to do something to wake me up. You know what I mean? Like, and I don't know if that's because my dad used to pour glasses of water on me when I was a kid, but when I was sleeping and shit, and that's like how I'd wake up. Yeah, I don't know. Doesn't matter. More of a story doesn't than matter. That. Yeah. Don't need it.
My dad used to just pour water on me. But moving on.
Is it holy water?
Nah, like when we would sit at the dinner table, I would never eat my veggies and shit. Uh-huh. So he would always make me go and like basically sit next to him was like the punishment. He's an alcoholic. I love my father for the record. But like he would sit next to me and like I would just sit there and like I would just have to sit there until he decides to go to sleep, which would be like 11 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. And if I was sitting there and I fell asleep while sitting next to him, he would just grab a glass of water and just pour it on me and be like, wake the fuck up. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was gnarly.
Different forms
of punishment. You do realize, like, that's not okay, right?
No, that's normal.
Okay.
That's normal.
Yeah.
No. I mean, who doesn't get the water dumped on their head at the dinner table?
Who cares?
Well, you're acting like everyone had that happen to them.
Everybody had that.
Yeah, we're men.
Everybody had that.
Yeah, it's everybody the boys. We're hanging out with the boys.
Hanging out with the homies, you know? I was raised a man, damn it, you know? And that's why I don't eat my carrots to this day. I do dislike carrots, you know what I mean? We have fun here.
I have to admit, going back to that public restroom thing, I think men's restrooms are way cleaner than females. You go to like a game.
I agree with you.
Get the fuck out.
I've had to go into like different jobs.
No fucking way.
Yes.
Men's bathrooms are terrifying. Mm-mm. They are scary.
It probably depends on where you go.
The feminine issue, if women have, yep. Ooh,
what are you talking about? There's blood and shit
on the seat? Yeah, man.
And tampons and pads. I was going to say, they leave stuff behind. It stinks like rotten fish.
Go into like a men's bathroom, there's typically like the toilet will be clogged, will be filled with shit, and there will be toilet paper in there.
It's like that with other women too.
Usually like piss all over the seat, and then maybe like a little puddle in the corner of like, oh, I don't know what that is. I mean, sus. And then like usually the trash can will be overflowing with paper towels, and like that's pretty much like what you're walking into. And it usually
sounds like the women's
almost
bathroom.
Always smells like somebody just took a nasty shit.
Yeah, that's usually what the women's bathroom smells like, or like fish. Because yes.
So like, I don't go in the women's bathroom that much, but I can say that when I have gone into the women's bathroom, it's like walking into a dreamland. It's beautiful. It's
it depends on where you're going.
Come on over on our side. We'll be like, woo.
I was gonna say female bathrooms.
It's a wonderful, wonderful
more
place.
Inventory left behind by the time you're done the day.
Yep.
That's wild.
Mm, yeah. Totally crazy.
That's totally cow.
Totally cow.
Let's see. Is there any updates on your motorcycle? I meant to ask that earlier.
So one of the things I was trying to find out was if they cover like any of the upgrades that I did, and they cover up to $2,000. So I was like, that just so happens to be how much I put in parts, not labor, but
hold on. So they'll cover is $2,000. They won't cover the bike.
No. I was just talking about the upgrades to the bike. So they'll cover the value of what they think the bike is valued at. They haven't given me that number yet. But
how many miles
there's like specific lawyers and things like that. If they do come back and try and lowball you and be like,
how many miles were on it?
2,000.
2,000. Now that's not a lot, right? I don't know.
I had my last bike. I really didn't like it all that much. I had it. I probably put like 300 miles on it. Not a lot. At all. This bike, I put like 2,000 in like the first month. It wasn't the first month, but you know what I mean. So, no, I love this bike.
I drive 60,000 miles a year. I can't imagine 2,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I drive a lot.
Wow. 60,000?
Yeah, time for a new car.
I was going to say, isn't
that like 123 right now? Once it hits 200K, I'm like, all right, time to get a new car for safety reasons.
Do you mind telling us the brand of the car?
I have a Subaru Crosstrek Sport.
Okay. All right. So
it's very
safe. That's smart.
Right. I live in the mountains and we get a lot of snow.
That's like that hobo song. I just bought a Subaru Crosstrek.
Nope. Yeah.
Don't know what that is.
But I'm usually a Honda person. So
I would have bought a Bentley, but I'm not quite.
And they're good motors.
I feel like Toyota would have been good for you too.
Honda's
I've
Asian too,
driven
right?
Toyotas.
Yeah.
Honda or Honda?
Traitor.
Or Hyundai?
Honda.
I've had all of those three. Toyota, Honda, and Hyundai.
Hyundai.
They're all good.
No. It's not
my
Hyundai.
Next one.
I'm sorry.
I want to get a Ford Bronco.
It's
American.
There you go.
Yeah, all American.
We have fun here.
we have fun here.
None of those were American, for the record.
No, my next car will be.
Okay, you're gonna get a Ford?
Yeah.
A Bronco.
You get a nice Bronco.
Bronco. Yeah.
Bronco. You know.
I don't know anything about cars. I'll leave that to the car guys.
Me too.
I don't know anything either. I just go and I look at it.
I've only driven Fords my whole life. Only Fords.
Only Fords?
Only Fords.
And I've been very happy with Dodge. It makes me sad the changes that's happening.
That blows my mind away. I had three Dodges, and I loved them all. One Dodge, the Dodge Dart. I will say this. It's probably the safest car I've ever driven, because when I got in a horrific car accident, it saved my life. But while having the Dodge Dart, I'd say at least bare minimum once a month, I was taking it into the shop to get it fixed, because just like, this would break, then that would break, and this would break.
Well, you could have had a lemon.
This would break. Yeah. Maybe, but like a lemon probably wouldn't have saved your life in a car accident.
A lemon doesn't necessarily mean that it's a like it just has.
Who's issues. To say I didn't have a lime?
Oh, you could have had a lime too.
You know,
like there's just issues that need to be fixed, and that regardless, happens a
though,
lot.
With I wasn't like
luxury
I wasn't,
vehicles. You get the, a lot of lemons.
The Dodge, the Dart wasn't like okay, like maybe I got a lemon. Let me try this again. You know what I mean? This was like I'm not getting a Dodge again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that shit was eggs.
I had two Challengers and the Durango. And I've been happy. I was happy.
So, like, one day I want to get another. I want to get a Challenger. Either a Challenger, Mustang, or a...
Yes.
Or a... what's the other one called?
The boys are having
their own. Same. Charger, Mustang, and...
Hello.
And, hold on.
Bumblebee.
No.
Oh, no.
Camaro. Or Camaro.
Bumblebee.
That's Bumblebee?
Yeah, Camaro.
Yeah, so I want to get one of those three.
I love Mustang. I always thought I was going to be in a Mustang. I got in one. Mm-hmm. Nope. I was squeezed, and then I saw my friend sitting in the next seat. There was no way. And then Camaro, I've never really been. Unless you're getting like one of the top trim Camaro, like SS, whatever.
Buddy of mine had one when I was a kid, and that shit was dope.
Yeah.
That was somebody that me and Scarlett were friends with.
Well, the Challenger I got in, and that shit was just so mean, and it was just the best.
All right, let's get back to it. But I do agree.
Are we back in the convo?
Yeah, what are we talking about?
We're gonna allow you ladies back in.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Let's jump to the next topic that I have listed down on my phone.
Okay.
All right.
What's that?
I don't know. Let me look at it.
Okay, hurry up.
Ozempic. Dex is on Ozempic. So the Ozempic check-in. I've been on Ozempic for about 5 days. Mm-hmm. First 2 days, I was like, well, I'm never doing this again. Day three, I was like, this ain't that bad, but it definitely sucks. Day four and five, it's not that bad. You're like... When you're hungry, you're fucking hungry. You're like, I need to eat right fucking now. And that only happens about 3 times a day, maybe twice. And that's usually right when I wake up and then like right around now. Now-ish, I'm starting to get that way. And then besides that, you're just either like nauseous all day, but like you're losing weight. You know what I mean? Because like you are hungry. You just have to drink a shite ton of water so you don't fucking dehydrate and die. But it's not bad. You know what I mean? It's not bad. It's not as bad as like... And again, I'm only on my first week. I'll report back in a month, you know, and tell you how I feel. But I'm on 2.5 units, and it's not that bad, you know. I'm down 8
You're
pounds.
You're not on 2.5 units. You're on 2.5 milligrams.
I'm on 10 units.
Milliliters. Yeah. 10 units.
What does it do? What is its, you know, because you have some things that kind of like heat you up so you burn more calories. What is Ozempic?
Nobody knows.
For people who don't know. It essentially just... speeds up your metabolism and takes whatever makes you feel like you're full, it just like fills that quicker. So like when you go to eat, say you normally go to McDonald's and get a 20 piece chicken nugget and a large fry. Now you'll get a 10 piece nugget and a small fry. You know what I mean? So like you physically, you can get a 20 piece, but when you get to that 11th nugget, you're going to be like, all right, I'm going to fucking throw up if I eat another nugget. You know what I mean? Yeah. And you will throw up if you eat another nugget. You know what I mean? That's just like my best example because I'm a fat piece of shit and I love Wendy's.
Does it mess up your energy levels? I mean, I guess
not that I've noticed. Not that I've noticed. I haven't noticed it really messing up my energy levels other than like, you know, when you're nauseous, you're just like, don't feel like doing anything. So like, that's a thing. So like while I'm nauseous, I'm just like, oh my God, I don't want to move or do anything at all. But again, that's like first week on the new med. You know what I mean?
You have a goal weight?
Yeah. 125.
No, that's less than me.
I was gonna say
that's the goal.
Ew.
Nah, the goal weight's like I would love to get to 180. That'd be brilliant.
That's good. You know what I mean? Good weight.
200 would be fine. But like it says in a year I'll drop like 50 or 60 pounds. That'd be great. You
know what I mean? That without exercising? Without
yeah, it's just like fucking doing your thing. Yeah, exactly. Gotcha. So like I probably will talk to my gym trainer this week and get him back and probably just work out from home instead of going to the gym. Just work out from home and do stuff, exercises at home, and then, you know, back at it.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
You
excited?
I am, and I ain't. I am because, like, I've been fat for 5 years, and I want to be skinny again. And I'm not excited because, like, I hate being nauseous. I love eating food, and I don't get to eat food, and I don't get to not be nauseous. You know what I mean? So yeah. Like, that kind of sucks. So, like, if it's going to be a year of being nauseous, then, like, every day I'm on it, I'm going to be like, tomorrow's the day I'm off this shit. I'm off the, you know what I mean? And then when it comes time for the shot, I'm like, fuck it, inject that bitch. You know what I mean?
Are there any dietitians involved so that way when you're off of it, you continue like...
Not yet. I'm sure when I get closer to that point, you know what I mean? I will, but like I'm not committing to anything like that until I'm like, all right, I'm staying on this bitch for a year.
It's probably seeing how you're like reacting to it initially.
But like we have a friend of ours who's been off for 3 months and she lost like 40, 50 pounds. She looks like a totally different person. So like if I look... if I'm losing great weight, you know what I mean? 3 to 6 months, you know what I mean? Then like shit, you know?
Right.
Is it something you have to be on for the rest of your life? That's a little concerning. No,
no, it's once just you when drop, you go off of it,
you're going to gain weight back.
Yeah, you're going to gain the weight back if, unless you really, really are taking care of yourself and your
health. Eating clean. Yeah.
Exactly.
Which is not what most people do.
Well, it was the whole keto thing. Getting adjusted to keto was like you had to learn how to like eat from, you had to start from like nothing almost.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what this is. It's like, you know, except this is like something that's helping you kind of like gauge what nothing is.
Exactly.
Forced to eat smaller amounts. Well, that's pretty dope, man. I'm excited for you. I'm excited to see this journey. I'm not going to be happy about you being skinnier than me, though. That's going to be weird.
Well, it's something you're going to have to get used to.
I don't know, man. I think I'm going to start working out.
You just have to get back on keto.
We're in a race. Just don't lose your butt. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
I won't lose my fanny.
You can't lose it.
Please lose the butt.
Am I the only?
The anus ain't going nowhere.
There you go.
The anus is here to stay. I hope you do Ozempic. I would love to have somebody like text to and be like, yo, let's go get a bite of a French fry. You know what I mean? Or whatever. Pretty dope. You know what I mean? Right.
Let's share a small fry. Yeah.
I pay $200 a month. I'm sure you can afford it.
Half. Oh yeah. Well, was I doing that? Nah, I was doing half of that with the.
I'll send you the link of where I got it from. And if you want to, you know, take the tests and shit, it takes like 30 minutes to like do all the tests.
Okay, gotcha. Shit to see if you there's like requirements.
Yeah, because like, you know, do you have this? Do you have that? Do you have kidney disease? Yeah, I mean, you have AIDS, whatever. So like you need to do that, you know. All right, once again, we are allowing the women back into the conversation. Oh,
thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. We're here.
I like how we stopped our last one to allow them, and then we just moved on to like...
Yeah, but in our defense...
We're overweight.
There you go. There you go.
It's just us.
Right back at it. We're going to let Scarlett and Cynthia take over the next 5 minutes all to themselves without any words from us. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
And we're back.
All right. So there wasn't much.
I'm excited for those meatballs, by the way.
They are sitting at the door.
Who the fuck said you're getting one?
Wait, she just family jumped. Style. Family you said style. They were so good.
A family style I can't wait for me. To try them. A family style for you.
You can only eat a half a meatball. Oh, who are you kidding?
Attack.
Oh, that's true.
I'm gonna attack those meatballs. I don't care if I have to throw up after.
There we go.
They're so good, dude. They're so good. I ordered them last night, like 4 a.m. And I was just sitting in the kitchen, just eating meatballs, and Snickers was just looking at me like, "Can I get one?" And I was like, "Nope." Mommy balls. There's still a whole bunch in the fridge, but I've decided to throw out everything in the fridge because we had the power go out the other day and that shit sucked.
Uh-oh.
Huge wiener. Power was out for like 9 hours. Yeah, so everything in the fridge.
No rest
at all.
In the middle of the night, and we just didn't get it back to like 1 in the afternoon the next day. So
did y'all realize it in the middle of the night?
No. So it went out like 3 a.m. So then we have 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 10 hours.
Nah, that's gotta go.
Yeah, so
I feel like wifey and I would do that. We just see the power out and we're like, all right, we just lost all this stuff. Mm-hmm. But we know when it goes out because we always have a fan on. Can't sleep without the fan.
Didn't you open the fridge and you were like, nope?
Yeah, so me at like 6 a.m, I came out to grab a sausage and I opened the fridge.
A sausage?
I opened the fridge and it was all dark and I was like, that's weird. And then I turned to my left and I saw that both the things were turned off. And I was like, fuck. And then I walked in the bedroom and I grabbed my phone. I turned the light switch on. I was like, fuck. We have no power. And I immediately texted our upstairs neighbor, and he obviously didn't respond because he doesn't like us. And then I looked it up on PSE&G, and I was like, fuck, ass balls. And
it was what
like,
time was it?
I was like, it'll be back by 10 a.m. And I was like, all right, that's only 3-4 hours from now. That was 6 a.m. You're mad.
So he probably was sleeping?
Maybe he was. Maybe he wasn't.
I think the upstairs neighbor like hears our farts all the time.
Definitely. Oh my God.
And he's like disgusted.
Oh, he's probably like, the fuck is going on down there? Like, what the fuck? Like,
definitely. Yeah. Or explosions. What if he has a fart fetish and he's just up there like, I live above Scarlet Faye. Yeah, man, he's just up there jacking it off, to leaning against.
He's buying all the videos.
He waits until Mondays when we're filming, and then he leans against the vent and he just jacks off, you know.
Vent?
Yeah.
Little does everyone else know, he gets the podcast early.
He gets the podcast completely free.
He's like, hell yeah.
Live from...
Downstairs.
Live from upstairs. I can hear everything. Back to it, everybody. Back to it. What are they doing, you know?
Nothing.
Yeah. So what else do we got going on?
Ham and cheese sandwich.
What's your guys got anything fun planned for Thanksgiving?
Family, food. You want to play football?
Want to what?
You want to play football with me?
Yeah, we can go play football.
He said, yeah. Are you down? Not just you two.
It's going to be Thursday morning, like right, bright up and early, like 10 a.m. We go play football. My family's done a thing called... Oh, I'm going to die,
too. Your family's going to be there? They're going to watch me dying?
So
they watch everyone die.
So my family's done this thing called Turkey Bowl for 47 years, where basically everyone in the neighborhood gathers. Everyone from their original neighborhood gathers together and plays football. And like it's all like the brothers and the sons and the nephews and all that shit.
Yeah.
So like my dad had 9 brothers, so like there's a lot of us plus all the other kids in the neighborhood. And we play football for a couple hours. You know what I mean?
I'm remembering this. You invited me last year.
Yeah. So if you want to come this year, you can come. You
That's pretty dope. All right. Yeah, I'll bring that up.
It's a lot of fun. Cynthia, if you want to come, you come too, bro. You can be a running back. Just drive up.
I'll be at the gym.
You ain't getting fucking paid. Yeah, you know I mean? But you
Football,
come.
I'll get like slammed.
Yeah, get slammed. Everybody's like 90 years old. And then everyone else
I don't
is
even
like
know
25.
How to throw a football. Like, laces out, right?
All right.
Stop her. Yeah. Stop her now.
All right. All right. What do you got going on for Thanksgiving, Cynthia?
Me?
I'm not Cynthia.
Right, just because I'm looking at you don't mean I'm talking to you. All right?
Oh, Jay. Okay.
Are you what hosting?
No, Thanksgiving. Cynthia? Thanksgiving is a Dax family
holiday. Yeah.
Holiday. So
we do Christmas with her, Gramps.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's fun. Thanksgiving's at my parents. They have like 15 people over, so it's all the cousins and siblings. And Christmas is at my house. I'm hosting this year. So.
Hey, we're hosting Christmas as well.
Big party.
You're not invited.
Oh,
hosting the
is
house.
Is it a white party?
White party only.
Yes. Okay, gotcha.
White party. Oh, geez.
Watch the Snickers previous episode. Listen to the previous episode.
Yeah, please. Yeah, we're not racist here.
Does anyone buy a ham for Thanksgiving? I think it's disgusting.
I fucking love ham. Ham is
Thanksgiving?
Fantastic.
No, it's not for Thanksgiving.
No, listen. We don't buy a ham for Thanksgiving. I will say, though, like, nothing beats ham, mashed potatoes with some butter, and corn. Like
turkey beats that.
Rotisserie
chicken beats that.
If you take fucking mashed potatoes, all right.
For me, I'm Puerto Rican.
You take mashed potatoes, fill your whole plate, all right. Flatten them out, and then make like almost like a crater.
This is getting gross.
Then you fill it with fucking white corn, all right. Nice buttery white corn. All of the whole thing. Then you take ham and you slice it up in little pieces like this. All right? Little teeny tiny itty bitty centimeter pieces. Then you sprinkle that bitch on there.
Where's the gravy?
You don't need gravy. You just scoop that shit with a spoon. Oh my fucking God, dude. That shit is amazing.
Is the ham glazed or pineapple? Like what kind
of? I don't give a fuck what happens to the ham or who does what to it. But it is delicious.
So we can shit on it, fart on it, come on it.
I imagine it's glazed.
Piss on it. You'll eat it.
I imagine it's glazed. You know what I mean? With a nice layer of semen. You know what I mean? Yeah.
This is going to be a rough year for you. This is going to be a rough year. That Ozempic. This is going to be fighting.
So I'm waiting to take the Ozempic. Like, I take it Wednesdays. I'm going to push it to Friday
I
don't take it on Thanksgiving, so I'm not a fucking zombie at Thanksgiving.
Right.
Yeah.
Good call.
No, I'm stretching.
I can fart.
You have to move the mic.
There you go, Cynthia. Okay. I mean, I heard it. I imagine it's on mic. Scarlett's trying.
She shit herself.
You're
right.
100%. I didn't shit myself.
100%.
Ooh, it stinks.
Oh, I bet. Oh, God. It walked it this way for me. Let me get a piece.
I want meatballs.
Smell like a meatball?
No, not yet, but soon.
But soon, Lord.
But soon. Soon, my Lord. How long has this pod been?
Why do you always ask that?
Right, we're like 40 minutes.
40 minutes?
Come on, bro. We got 20 minutes.
I'm just saying, like, we did finish early at this rate. Cynthia will be going home at a normal time instead of a little early. And then on top of that, We got balls of meat.
We do have balls of meat sitting outside
in the fucking
in the cold. Fresh hot balls.
Fucking cold.
Fresh hot balls.
Family sized balls.
Family sized balls.
Family sized balls sitting outside in the fucking freezing. What is it? Let's see what the weather is. 22 degrees weather. Okay.
What?
No, yeah, it's not.
It's 22.
22 degrees
it's,
Celsius.
It's 22 degrees.
It's not right. 22 degrees.
It's 22.
It's not 22.
He just made up a number.
I know. But it's probably cold enough to,
you don't
to
know,
cold mate. Down some meatballs.
What it's did probably, you learn yeah. about douching?
Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, she douched today.
I did. Yeah. Well, Dax showed me how to properly douche because
yes.
I've never done it
so,
before.
Just... So Cynthia came over today and she was like, oh my God, I've been constipated literally for like 6 days. I haven't shit. And I was like, well, we have the enema douching things. Yeah.
Yep.
The little like it's a little like pouch and it has like a liquid thing in it. Basically, like whenever Scarlett for some reason gets sick all the time and she always takes meds and then that makes her constipated, so she always has those little like gel things that you shove up your ass and it like
suppository,
yeah, and kind it like, of, shoots like liquid, this like yeah. this little liquid medicine in your anus. So like I offered one to Cynthia. And Cynthia was like, how do I do it? And I was like, all right, so we take this, we shove this up your ass, and then squeeze it.
Squeeze the liquid.
Yep. And she's a tiny girl, so she couldn't get all the liquid up there. So it took her a couple oomphs, you know what I mean? But once she got it up there, she was shitting like the wind. Me and Scott was sitting out here just talking, and you just hear, in the bathroom. And I was like, I literally yelled to her. I was like, it sounds like it's working. You're like, it's going good.
Except I kept shitting all day.
Yeah. And yeah. then
so
it
didn't.
Just, yeah. Which I said that. I said that to you, Scarlett. I said, she's going to be shitting a lot. And you're like, nah, she'll be fine. I was like, no.
Because whenever I've done it, I mean, not that I do it all the time, but like I've done it a few times in my life. And like, I'm not constantly shitting.
To be fair, you do shit a lot when you get here, though. Because you don't eat like a psychopath. And then you get here and we order like Taco Bell and like crazy
That's
shit
true.
In the morning so that you'll be farting all day. So like, it comes with the territory.
I mean, you know? I eat three solid meals a day normally at home and snack and stuff. I just am not a regular person. And when I do shit, it's liquid. It's not solid. Yeah. So it probably
all the
comes
time. To a doctor. All the time.
A lot of times.
Have,
really?
Have you talked to a doctor about
no.
that? You should probably tell
probably
me. It's not
should.
Normal.
Just laugh.
It's not.
Well, we have a lot of like colitis and celiac and IBS in my family. So I probably have one of those.
One of those yeah. up in there. That makes sense. Yeah, that could contribute to why you're such a good farter. You know?
Maybe. I don't know. I've been a good sharter lately.
I love that you were just sitting there with that fart and you ready to go. As soon as we called for it, you were like, just turning aside.
I got a
like,
fart.
Here, let me rip it. Hold on. Before we go, I do want to mention the fantastic fart that Cynthia had today while fully in bondage, tied up to the bed.
And we missed it.
We didn't film it. It was like 10 seconds, then a couple seconds of silence, followed by another like 6 to 8 seconds. And it was hilarious.
And then she started laughing, and the fart was laughing with her.
Yeah, it was like brr, 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 with her laughter. Yeah, it was very fucking funny.
Why, thank you for the compliments.
Yeah. She was like fully... fully bondage tied up, and it was hilarious. We were cracking up.
We should do bondage farts. That'll be a good clip.
We can do bondage farts.
Like that'll sell.
That will sell.
That will sell, yeah. We kind of did do bondage farts today.
We
and
did.
And you shit yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I came face, over, and she was tied up, and that's hot.
Yeah, that was dope. That was dope.
That was hot.
Maybe next time I get Scarlett tied up, too, and we could just game all
there
night.
There you go.
You
know what the fuck?
That is true.
You know what I'm saying? We would leave you guys some water and crackers.
And you know
but
what?
We'd be tied up.
That would sell.
Yes.
That would sell.
That would sell.
That would sell. That would sell. All right, Cynthia, you got anything you want to promote?
Not really at this time. Just want to wish you all a happy holiday.
Oh, well, let's just say happy birthday, Scarlett. I hope you had a nice and happy birthday last week.
Happy Thanks. Birthday.
It wasn't last week.
It was. 17.
Well, I guess it was if you, because today's
It was pretty Monday? Much. Yeah.
Today's Monday.
By the time the podcast
Yeah, by the
out,
time
the podcast,
yeah, I was going to say, by
weeks.
The time this comes
yeah.
out, it's going to be, I don't even know.
Did the Lala episode drop this week, or was that Kate?
Kate.
Oh, so
Lala.
We.
Lala dropped, right?
Yeah.
Lala dropped
Lala
literally
dropped
today.
Today.
Literally
yeah.
today, yeah. So it'll be 7 days from today.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And then you die. Yeah.
Yep.
7 days.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's call the pod there. I don't know what next episode is going to be. Who knows? Who knows who will be here? Who knows when it'll come out? Who knows if we do another episode? Always leave them wanting more.
Yeah, always
you know?
Leave them in suspense.
We'll be back. We hope you guys have a great time. We're going to go enjoy some Wawa meatballs. If you don't know what Wawa is, then fuck you.
So rude.
I know. What's that? What's the Will Ferrell? Buy Big Red or fuck you. You know what I'm talking about?
Is that like Talladega Nights?
Talladega Nights is like an outtake at the end. All right. Anyway, let's get the fuck out of here. All right. I'm ready for some balls of meat. I've got, you know, a lot of work to do. All right. So we'll catch you guys on the flip side. Everybody have a great night. We'll see you later. Peace out to the homies on the left and peace out to the homies on the right. And then everyone in between. Y'all have a good day too. And then if there's any homies behind me.
Fuck the people in the middle.
No, fuck the homies behind me.
Okay.
Them motherfuckers eat dick. You know what I'm saying? And remember, guys, keep sniffing.